Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Get with the producer, somebody, they put that on there as a start off audio for the show and never took it off, and so there we are battling. I got to do this real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry about that.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
In Vegas, October 1st. I got to pay homage. We're going to do the national anthem and we're going to bring our guests in, but right now, check this out. We're going to be talking about LibertyRush.com, DaveBrayUSA.com, AmericanBrand.org. Right now, I'll be back in 4 minutes 40 seconds.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Angela's watching. Danny's watching. Dawn's watching. What's happening, folks?
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
What about the Chuckle-Chelly show? You don't want to
11:45.
Mark. Tom's watching. We had Tom on a couple weeks ago. Truth.
Prince William calling. 11:45.
Alan Poindexter running for office up in North Carolina, folks, running for state
house.
This
is the final call for 11:45.
Anyway.
Officer Ashley Gwinden in the watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Now, we may have tonight.
While the NRA defends the Second Amendment, the American brand fights the propaganda war. My name is Scott Kesterson, and I am president of the American brand. The American brand is a next-generation media, education outreach, and political action training organization designed for Red State America. We are an organization built on the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, on the core values of hard work, on integrity, and on a deep commitment to faith and love for country. The left is working tirelessly to have you believe that red states and red counties are second-class citizens and should have no political power. Nothing could be further from the truth. The American brand has been built to strengthen the political voice of red state small towns and rural communities, to preserve American values, and to train and mobilize the next generation of red state small business and political leadership. It is a bold vision forged from the experiences of small business and military special operations. Visit our website at theamericanbrand.org. That's theamericanbrand.org to learn more. We need your support and your donations to make this work. Join us in the fight. Thank you, God bless, and God bless this great country.
All right, folks, thanks for joining the show tonight. Of course, this is one of my favorite parts of the show, and tonight we're going to start off with the studio version. This is the Star Spangled Banner. Hey, Mark Neal's watching. What's happening? Old friend from back in high school. Yeah, people are still looking out, find out where I am. 35 years later, 30 years later, we're out of school and we're 50-year-olds now. It's crazy. Last time I seen Mark, we were probably 18, 17. What's up, Mark? All right, folks. We're going to do the Star Spangled Banner. This NFL refuses to do so. They gave Roger Goodell another huge contract, $40 million. Though. He's going to laugh all the way to the bank, $40 million in his paycheck, in his bank account as the NFL folds and collapses. Join me. Raise up. Here's the flag right here on the live feed, folks. So stand up, join me in the national. All right, it's not going here.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
And I can tell on the camera. There you go, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Hello, Karen Melton Stewart's watching. My friend Steve's watching. He keeps tagging me in these great posts and teasing me to death, putting things on my page that I cannot purchase because I can't afford it. It's Christmas. I'm broke. Oh, man. Thanks, Steve, for always sending me those. Keep sending me because one day, buying one. one of those good deals you send me, I'm going to buy one. American Gun and Pawn in Brooksville. Steve Champion, one of our good county commissioners here in Hernando County, made a good stand and made sure that our Confederate statue at our courthouse here in Florida, in our area, Hernando County, stayed. Good stuff. I'm hoping to get some of these guests on here tonight. Jasara Lauren and Paige Henderson, Vic. Now, yesterday, the server at Blog Talk Radio went down, and it was a real bummer because we would have had this show yesterday, and everybody would have been there. But because of the crashed server, things didn't work out right. So here we are Friday night. I don't do my show usually on Friday night. We got a pretty good audience. I want to thank everybody for watching me instead of watching Donald Trump. Hallelujah. You guys rock. Make me feel proud to keep doing this show. Ugh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Tucker Carlson was out there in Vegas this week. And he made a little report. I'm just going to bring all my guests in all at one time here. And I'll call on them one at a time. Danielle and Renee have been on the show. You guys will recognize them as Renee from the Bellagio shooting situation on October 1st. Danielle from the Paris. And we have a new guest that's very involved in trying to get the truth out of Vegas. And her name is Yvonne. Yvonne, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
A lot of fun doing the show. I'm proud to have you on. You run a page right now. What's the name of your page that you run?
It's Las Vegas Witnesses, and it's a private group or secret group, I think they call it. So you'd have to message the group that you were on your show, and then I will add you.
Right. There's some really good information on there. And some of the witnesses and victims are on that page, and I was hoping to get a couple of them on here. They would have been on yesterday. I had them. They were on the phone. Everything was ready to go. Tonight they're watching Trump, I'm sure of it. Tonight they're watching President Trump. You know, one thing I notice about President Trump is nobody says president. They all say Trump, 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 and they always seem to leave president off. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because so long as Trump.
Right. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, he's just coming out now.
Now, Yvonne, folks, lives out in California. And as you know, right now, California's burning. Jesus. Is there anything going on for relief efforts? You know of any relief efforts that people could to donate to or something? Is there anything happening in that vein yet?
Not that I know. I'm in Palm Springs, so it's not affecting us. The sky is still blue here because the wind is going west. Lucky for us, but not for the people out, you know, west of us. But
right.
There's something really about all these fires, how, you know, quickly they're starting. There's so many of them. I mean, it's highly suspicious, in my opinion.
Yep.
Right. And I had a gentleman on my show, Dane Wigginson from geoengineeringwatch.org, and I think one of the posts that you made from showed three or four burned down structures in the middle of parking lot, all the vegetation around green and flourishing, and these buildings
right.
Burned to the ground. It's very odd.
No, it's there's something weird, and I almost wonder if it has to do with smart meters or, you know, something inside the house, because it's like they burn from the inside out.
Yep.
And it's like melted cars. There's like some weird stuff going on. Folks, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You start talking about things, people think you wear a tinfoil hat. But a lady, Dr. Judy Wood, had made a serious investigation into the 9/11 situation and came to the conclusion that the World Trade Center was freaking vaporized by some sort of direct energy weapon. Direct energy weapons are real. Karen Melton Stewart, she's in a live feed right now. Hello, Karen. Has been a victim of direct energy weapons and gang stalking for years now as an NSA whistleblower. She came on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about direct energy weapons. And they use this for all variety of things, like, say, the CIA heart attack gun. That, you know, there's patents for and everything. They have the heart attack gun. They got one. They aim it at you, you have a heart attack. So who knows? Maybe they're using some sort of pinpoint laser or something, or something's going on out there that's weird. And I'm not really a tinfoil hat wearer. I usually base things kind of in facts if I can. And it's pretty weird out there right now.
They can cause that too.
Yeah. You know, and they like to listen. They listen to this show, and they never call in, though. I always ask them, you guys are listening to the show. So I go, if you're with any of the federal agencies, the alphabet groups, check this out. And this is what I do.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Just press one, I'll pick up. But they never do. Let's talk freedom of speech. Let's talk direct energy weapons with the feds. They must know something. These guys are flying around in planes. They got pictures inside these planes. They nuke us every day. Aluminum, barium, strontium. And if you listen, now there are some tinfoil hat folks out there, and they say that Project Bluebeam. All right. Check out Project Bluebeam. What that is they say that they're spraying this strontium, barium, and aluminum into the sky. And some of these chemicals are very synonymous with flat screen television. And they say that they're turning the whole sky into a gigantic plasma television. And they're going to beam Jesus coming out of the clouds through satellite transmission.
Yeah,
if you want to wear a tinfoil hat, there's one for you. It goes right along with Planet X. Because, you know, like two weeks ago, Planet X was supposed to hit Earth. Where'd it go?
Yep.
I don't know.
To what?
Planet X is gone. Nairobi. Whiz right by, nobody seen nothing. No one heard a thing. Gigantic thing the size of Earth flying by, nobody seen nothing. That's why I don't post about it. So some things. I get it. You know, hey, maybe Planet X is kind of far-fetched. And Planet Bluebeam, Project Bluebeam. Here we go. We're going to turn the whole sky into a gigantic plasma TV. Hey, can I get the 3D glasses from the movie theater? Will they work?
Well, alien invasion. I mean, they've been talking a lot about that, you know, in mainstream media now, all the aliens and all this and that.
Yeah. Well, we know that Area 51 is real and they found stuff out there. We'd be ignorant and silly to believe that in this vast universe, this one rock is the only rock with life on it. We'd be stupid to think that. I have to believe that there's other life out there. And they're probably humans just like us on another planet somewhere a billion light years from here. Who knows?
It's hard to tell.
They got Facebook and 4G? I don't know. Our 4G don't reach out there. You're going to have to send some of those.
5G is dangerous.
Have to send some of the Project Bluebeam satellites out there. Maybe we'll get some action from there. I don't know. But anyhow, you speak to and you see a lot of stories, Yvonne, in your group. What are people saying?
Yeah.
Since this tragedy?
Well, for the most part, it's multiple shooters. That's the most common complaint. And then showing videos of either hearing multiple shooters from different distances, seeing shooters up on trailers dressed in black, sitting in the Bellagio lobby and hearing shots an hour or so later after the supposed Paddock shooting.
Danielle, Paris.
Danielle, you were at the Paris.
Right.
Gio Rios. ran for his life.
Right.
Shooting between the Excalibur and New York, New York. I don't know. Who knows? Did you see that the ninth person who came out and spoke that there was multiple shooters and had a different narrative has now wind up dead? 9 people now.
Jeez.
What's going on there? They're all coincidences.
Well, Yvonne keeps good track of me.
Every one of them healthy. Say it again.
I said Yvonne keeps good track of me.
I do.
She does. She was my first phone call from the Bellagio. She has it on her phone when right after the 911, I literally texted Yvonne and said, "We're in this." Blah blah. I mean, she has the text message for her to go because she lives next to my family to please let my family know where I'm at.
Right.
And at the time, I had gone to bed early that night, so I had no idea what was even happening. And then when I read her text, I was like, wait a minute, what?
What?
It's like, it was at 4 a.m. that the text came in, so it means that she sent it at, what time did you send it, Renee?
I sent it right around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and it delayed it 3 hours for it to get to my phone. I think they had the internet or
everything
Wi-Fi.
Was shut down. Yep, the airport was shut down. Every ounce of every kind of communication was shut off where we were. I couldn't even dial out until my phone started ringing around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Huh. So they blocked,
and those
they blocked
are from,
all the cell phones.
Well, those are from my friends that are actually reporters from Palm Springs. I talked to Bianca Ray in Palm Springs. I talked to Gloria, she's now in North Carolina. I talked to a bunch of our friends that are actual reporters, and they were saying, Renee, you and Daniel are out there, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. So my phone started ringing right around 4:30 in the morning.
So they had jammed up all communications from cell phones until 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. I didn't get that part. I must have missed that during all the interviews and talking about this.
I didn't know it until Yvonne told me when she got it. But I knew that other than making that phone call at 11:30 at night when we got into the one tower at the Bellagio, Yvonne was my first text message that I sent out.
Right.
And then didn't shut down. There's pictures of a lot of the hotels that didn't have lights on.
Yeah, none of them. Yep.
Maybe it was during that time that it didn't send text messages out.
Yep, because I tried to show you everything from our room where we were and what the strip looked like, and she didn't get anything.
And you know what I saw, too? I saw on the 28th of November at the Bellagio, there was an armed robbery.
Yeah.
And guess what came out?
Because we saw the footage.
Right after the
robbery. Because we saw the footage of that. Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah. Now, where's the footage from October 1st?
Yeah.
Thank
if you. If you listen to the Buff, they don't never release any video.
Yeah.
Hey, the Buff, I hope you're watching.
I hope
you're
watching it, schmuck.
I want to know who that was, that robbery. Was it the cops or was it FBI?
I don't know. DHS, immigration, they're all involved in it somehow. I don't know. It's kind of
what
weird.
Kills me is it still the fact that we go and Tucker's like, I'm going to be in Vegas next week, blah, blah, blah. Well, suppose this is what we're getting is that he was not allowed to film from on the strip or anywhere like that, that he got kicked off, which was why he was down the street. And then it was like he puts that attorney, Catherine Lombardo, on, and she is still – and I've spoken with her. I've sent her the stuff from my interviews. I've sent her stuff that Danielle had. I sent her – she asked me for it. I sent it to her. I figured, okay, I'll let her go over it. A couple days later, I'm like, so what are your thoughts on this? Crickets. I got crickets. I'm like, seriously? Then she's on Tucker, and they're still to the, oh, well, we're investigating the one shooter. I'm like, okay, so even with everything that I sent you personally that I know she looked at, that was still like not, she had zero clue about anything else that happened up and down that strip that night. Zero. Or she knew
it's
it
great.
And didn't want to discuss it.
And I see that more and more, even people that I talked to before are now going, nah, I don't know. They don't even talk about it anymore. Maybe it's just one guy. He's dead. Who knows? Now everybody's starting to deny it. And now that we have nine people dead that have different stories, people don't want to come out and talk. They're all afraid now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really tough.
Exactly.
We had two ladies on yesterday. I'm so bummed out about yesterday because we would have had the other two ladies on the show, Jessara and what was the other lady's name?
They were Danielle's people, right? From her Danielle, were they yours?
Yes.
One of them was, I believe.
Posted the screenshots. Witness page that Yvonne put together. And
yeah, she had been stomach, and then her friend was shot in the face. They went to try to get, they went to the doctor, and then they didn't stay there long enough to supposedly qualify for the money that they were supposed to get help from the $11 million.
Yeah, I talked to her briefly, and the Sheriff Lombardo, or whatever he is, police chief, sheriff,
Fife.
Whatever the hell he is, Fife, Tony Fife, or Enos.
Yep.
Roscoe Pico trained Enos, you dipstick.
Wow.
And the county commission, I guess it's the Clark County, was it the Clark County commissioner or one of the Clark County commissioners? And the sheriff put this GoFundMe account together, and it's somewhere near almost $12 million in this account for specific victims that spent at least one day in the hospital. It didn't matter if you took two bullets or anything. Now, a lot of these folks are living in fear. Anytime they hear a bang or a pop, they probably jump. They got like shell shock.
My girlfriend Maria just went back. She just went back this week. She was there to try to get some kind of closure, meeting up actually with the people that helped her and stuff. And her cousin, who was actually released from the hospital that morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and was told, okay, go to the pharmacy, that was closed up with staples because the bullet went through. It was like, so that means she's not entitled to anything because she got hit and was released so that other people obviously could be in there. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't feel that she's not entitled to something. You can't make me understand what is okay. It's like saying somebody is worth, I understand hospital bills and stuff like that, but I think everybody should be entitled to what they all went through.
Damages.
Well, they got $12 million in a fund covered in medical bills of everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
There
shouldn't be any medical bills sent at all. That's a slap. That's a bigger slap in the face than what everybody's trying to pull just as far as their narrative.
People are donating their hard-earned money. Almost $12 million of people's sweat and toil being donated. And they're going to deny folks that were shot.
It sure sounds like
Jasari got hit twice. Two bullets. But they were in the flesh. So they cut them out, or they stapled her up, or they sewed her up, and they sent her home. And that's what happened. You get nothing.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks for playing.
It's insane.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So Tucker,
I know
Carlson,
Danielle was
going
to say something.
And what exactly was Tucker even talking about? I'm sure he was talking about all the stuff we talked about weeks ago, because we've been on this story since it happened, pretty much. I saw Renee and I found Danielle only a couple days after the tragedy, and we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And Danielle witnessed even more stuff than what Daniel, my husband, and I went through, because they were in a big group and they were all separated going through their own stories at the Paris Hotel.
Right.
So, that isn't just like even Danielle and her husband. That is like this big group of 15 or 20 of them that all have their separate stories. And it's just like, that doesn't even include the thousands out there that are just, but I'll tell you what, the second that they would break something that says, you know what, now it's been proven, there's more than one shooter, blah, 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 you watch the people come out of the woodwork that was like, oh, I was there. Really? So where have you been, actually, I'm sorry, for the last 3.5 months as we've all been discussing this? You know, where have you been? You had to wait until it was actually – why didn't you come out and help the actual truth narrative get out rather than just going, oh, okay, I'm just going to hang out and let other people do my work. I can imagine how they are in their daily life. Because I know how I feel in my daily life, and I know how Danielle feels in her daily life when you hear a noise and when you're looking over your shoulder and what you didn't used to do that now affects you a lot differently.
It's a daily struggle.
You probably sit in the seats where you can see a whole establishment, safe zones, sit near pillars, sit near walls.
100%. I sit near doors. Yep.
You probably consciously think about these things now, no?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into
Definitely.
A CVS last night, and there was a guy in a black hoodie that was walking in and back of me, and I stopped for no reason at all, and I just paused, and he kind of looked at me. And I'm sure he was up to just absolutely nothing. But in my head, I stopped, like I had to get a cart or something. Now, I walk into CVS and I pick up some DayQuil and I go home. And for some reason, I felt like I had to stay at the front of the store just because in my mind, I was like, if I get to the back of that store and gunfire breaks out, I'm trapped. And I would have never, ever paid attention to anything like that. And this was last night. I was going to get my husband DayQuil. Or NyQuil that night, and I had to stop because it was like, and I had to think to myself, if I walk in and this guy that I let pass me goes all the way to the back and I'm in the back and he pulls out a gun, and all because he was in a black hoodie with his hood up and his hands in his pocket. And more than likely he was just cold, but it was just in my mind, that's the kind of stuff that goes through my head now.
Well,
I'm sure...
Become a concealed carry person because you saw the reciprocity, however the heck you say that darn word, H.R. 38, winding its way to its final destination, the president's desk, to be signed. With you are a concealed carry and the other state has a concealed carry, you can carry a weapon concealed. Hallelujah. It's like a driver's license. So if you go to Vegas and have concealed carry, you can bring your gun with you if they have concealed carry laws. They probably don't over there. It's a Harry Reid state. I don't know the gun laws in.
You know, with all the scanners that they're putting in the hotels, do you think that they would allow a gun to come into a hotel like that?
Probably not.
And you know what's funny?
The guy who owns the MGM Grand and Mandalay Bay is the same guy who makes the scanners at the airport. You think that's some kind of connection, man?
Right.
What's that connection?
100%. 100%.
I think the whole thing behind this, and I can't believe
MGM.
that they would do this, is the scanners in all the hotels. So this guy can make a windfall of cash and donate to somebody's freaking campaign.
Yep.
And I don't think it's going to stop casinos. Every shooting is at a different venue, like a school, a church, a mall, you know, a football stadium, you know, and that. They're going to say, see, we need to have them everywhere.
Yep.
And that must be what's happening here. They're pushing for these scanners. You go anywhere. They had an active shooter seminar at my job, believe it or not. Because now we have been bought out by a gigantic corporation, Bosch, and which is kind of scary. I don't know if I'm liking it too much, but anyway. And they had an active shooter seminar. They had a sheriff come in and he had these slides and everything, and my comment was, one of the best ways to stop a shooting at a place like this is to just put a gigantic sign out front: we are armed, this means you.
Yep.
Even if you don't have anybody armed, that's still going to deter 50% of anybody who would want to come in there.
That's right. You better be faster than me when you go to draw your pistol.
I posted today a story, a good guy with a gun stopped another crime at a Popeye's Chicken. The guy's in there pointing the gun, branding to your weapon, pointing it at people.
At the kid.
Pointing it at the very guy who took him out. He pointed at the guy and his family. When he turned around, the guy pulled out his gun and shot him dead. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what's good about the guy killing him? You don't have to pay in taxes for his bed and breakfast every day in the clink.
That's right.
That guy's out, you know, how much is the bullet he shot? Maybe $1.99. So he's out of $2.
Yeah.
Plus whatever dinner cost. So dinner was $28 and $2 for the bullet. So that was $30 and a $5 tip. Maybe a $10 tip. Sorry, I had to kill that guy in the restaurant, lady. Here's a $10 tip. You know? Good guy with a gun saved the day. That's what his country needs, more good guys with a gun.
Danielle, what are your people, as I know that you were on a page that was, I guess the best way to put it, a little rough around the edges, but have they lightened up at all as far as what you're saying or anybody else is saying?
I mean, you still have, it doesn't matter, you know, you still have your naysayers and the ones that want to automatically discredit you and things of that nature. They did address a few issues last night, which I was glad. There's almost 6,000 people in this group that I'm in, and I've kind of shied away from really talking a whole lot about my experience because I've seen people just attacked, unfortunately,
right.
You know, telling their story, and it's sad. As soon as you start to talk about your experience, you always have a bunch of people that want, you know, and I mean, I understand, I do get it because I've also seen where they've caught people in there that have no business being in there and that are in there for all the wrong reasons. I mean,
sure.
I do get it to a certain point. I mean, I do, you know, but then again, it's kind of like, I was there probably 9.8 times out of 10. Whoever's trying to discredit somebody wasn't even there, even close, you know? I mean, they weren't, you know, video, timestamp. Well, what some people don't understand is I'm in the Midwest, so there's a 3-hour time gap there.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I get in that plane and I come home, if I do a screenshot of my picture, it's going to be timestamped 3 hours later than what had actually occurred because I'm at home. I'm not there in Vegas anymore.
That's exactly what they said to Yvonne, because when I got on the airplane, I was talking to her all the way from the hotel to the airport. And I said, well, here, Yvonne, let me send these to you. Those were even at like 11 o'clock in the morning, because when it happened, I was still going back to the East Coast. And so by the time I ended up sending her anything, my phone had already switched. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. But when I did this, I was on the West Coast, and now I'm on the East Coast. And Yvonne understood it. But that's why I screenshotted the 911 when I made that call from there and when I sent her the text message, so that at least people could see that was – but all the other ones, it literally looks like it was like later on the next day, because I was already back on the East Coast.
Yeah, well, there's one that I have, the TV, the news, the TV monitor at the little bar, and it's the news, and you know how the news puts the time down there, and you can clearly see it's 11:20, but I get home, and there's a 3 hour, so 11:12, 1:02, 2:20 a.m. on the next day, of course, you know, because of the time difference, and I'm like, but look at the time stamp on the news.
On
the news,
right.
So,
yeah,
well,
they're
hoping.
On Google, too, like, thing, they had it dated 2 days before. They had the whole story, like, on Google with that date of 2 days before the first. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That happened, like, in the Boston bombing and Sandy Hook and all these things. There's news reports 2 days before it ever happened. Kind of
weird.
You can go to Craigslist, and they got
a lot of things are posted with that universal time zone, and that universal time zone throws everything off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But you know what? The whole thing is for the people that go on there that just want to argue, you know, the one thing that my husband has taught me, I'm like, honey, look at this, blah, blah, blah. And I get emotional and I get really riled up. Like, I'm going to tell them. And he's like, really, honey, why? Why? Get yourself going.
Right.
I know that they're just on there just to start to poke. And I have learned to just skip over it because the people that know, and when it all comes back around, and it will, I just know that this will, that's when all of a sudden when our phones are going to ring and it's going to be like, you know what, do I choose to talk to you or do I not?
Well, there's a lot of shills out there, too, that are totally paid to go on to certain sites and to try to discourage people from, you know, make them think, oh, geez, must be a lie or whatever. And so these are actual government shills that are paid to do that. And so you have to remember that if you're not getting that, then there's something wrong, you know. I mean, you're not getting any, that means you're not doing something right.
Every single group, page, person, patriot group, every single organization, if it's anti, say, high taxes, anti-corruption, Bible-thumping, God-loving American patriots.
Pro-gun.
Pro-gun groups. They've been infiltrated. They have been infiltrated, and there's a mole in every group.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guarantee. There's no such thing as privacy in a group. You can make a secret group. I'm sure the group is secret.
Right.
And you get to chatting with somebody, and you go to their page, and you got 28 mutual friends, and they got all this patriotic stuff on there, and they're talking about geoengineering, and they're talking about the fires, and Roy Moore, and a conservative, rah, 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 Trump, and then you go, except now they're in the group. And the whole time they're like, rah, 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 but they're watching. And that's every
Mark, I got messages sent to me that way. They would try to bait. I don't know if Danielle got, but it's like they would start out with, oh, God bless you and your husband for, you know, being there and getting the truth. And all of a sudden you go to click on them on Messenger. And boy, by the time you're scrolling down, it's like, you no good lying, blah, blah, blah. But they bait you. And even, you know, Yvonne is one of my best friends and has been for almost 15 years now. And has known me, you know, in my adult life and knows the person that I am. And even in her group, I told her, I said, look, you know me, and there's a few people that really, really know me. But as far as my private life, you know, I don't talk about it and I don't share it. And there's reasons why. And so it was just kind of like, you know, that's why I stay removed from it because of the people that would go on there to try to bait. And it was just getting overwhelming.
Well, one thing I learned. One thing I learned.
Luckily, I haven't had any situations. If I haven't had a conversation with that person already in a group or somewhere, you know, I'm not going to have a conversation with you anywhere else.
That's
you know,
good.
There's been a few
that
came through my
that.
Messenger. But it's, you know, I've already been having a conversation on a group with them, you know, and I'm comfortable with that. And I've not. Fortunately, I'm very thankful that I've not had any experiences like that. So I'm very grateful for that. And the people that have reached out to me, I feel are genuinely, or that do ask the additional questions, are genuinely curious, concerned, also want to know what we're all trying to get at, the truth and all the other details, you know. So I'm lucky. I haven't ran into that yet.
I've been doing this show now for almost 5 years, and I'm looking at the live feed right now, and I'm looking at some of the guys that are on there, my friend Dean and my friend William, my friend Jason and my friend Robert. And it comes when I see these names, I go, you know, I vet people and they make it to my friends list because of certain criteria. And those guys are all on my list because I know they're not shills.
Because
of who they're associating with and what they've done in the fight for this great nation. And, so you got to really be careful. Many people you try to become friends with them and they go, you hit click friends and they already got over 5,000. I've been at this for years. I barely have 2,000 because I'm very picky. Yeah. Right now, my friend request list is at like 60. Every day I got 60, and I take like two, and I get rid of every.
Yeah, yep. Very rarely. Well, what I did when I started the group was I put it on my regular Facebook wall. I said, to those out there that thinks that there is more to this shooting than just, you know, what they're telling us on the mainstream media and want to know more, I'm going to start a group. If you're interested in joining it, put your name down. So I got a whole ton of people. And I knew most of those people, so I added them to the group. Then started, some of those friends would add friends. And I said, just be careful who you're adding. Make sure, you know who these people are. And every now and then we'd get somebody that would start, talking weird and stuff like that. And so I would just kick them out. It's like, I'm not going to keep them in group. So it's like you have to weed back.
I've been lucky.
Yep.
I've been lucky, man. So far, so good. But
I always say everybody on my friends list is if I didn't have somewhere to go that I could go on my Facebook and go and knock on that person's door and they'd be like, Renee, come in. You know, those are the people that are on Danielle and I's friends list. It's like, I mean, I know I haven't met Danielle personally, like face to face. But I know if I showed up in her hometown and I was like, what do? That I could knock on her door. You know what I mean? I feel comfortable enough like that.
Absolutely.
You know, and then,
I would be offended if you didn't.
Right. See what I mean? It's like those are the people that are literally on, I would know them personally. And it's either like people like Danielle or people like Yvonne that have known me for years and years and years. But every single person that I've come in contact, it's like I know them personally. And I would have no issue knocking on their door.
Right.
Well, I know we've never met, but I feel like I know you and you could come to my house and knock on the door and you're welcome.
Yes, I would, Mark. Yes, I would.
Bring the husband, bring the family, bring grandma. We'll go to the beach. I live in Florida.
I wanted to... Renee's never been a conspiracy theorist.
No.
You could call me, I've been interested in a lot of these, things in the past. I have folders that, just things that interest me, and I'll investigate certain things. And Renee was never like that. She was, so upbeat and everything else. And so when this happened, it kind of threw her into that arena to where she didn't see the world as she used to. Why isn't the media telling us the truth about what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say something real fast. I got to say something real fast. My friend Terry, he just got married a couple weeks ago. Great guy. Folks, check out Atomic Lord on Reverb Nation. My friend Terry plays the drums in that band. Amazing. Sounds like some serious 80s hair band metal coming out today. But it's really good and very talented, tight, rock and roll, man. It's really good stuff. So if you're a product of the 80s and you like going down on the Sunset Strip in 1985 and rocking out with Motley Crue, these guys are for you. Atomic Lord on Reverb.
I was only 14.
They're ranked. But... You know what? In 1985, 14-year-olds got away with a lot more than they do today,
That's true. Or not.
Drinking age was 18 back then. Drinking age was 18 back then. We had, baby-faced kids going into the beer houses, We were partying. Yep. There's a bunch of 18-year-olds on the corner with a keg. Blasting some Metallica. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Oh, God.
Don't
in the words of Archie and Edith,
those were the days. Wow. Oh, wow.
That's
you must be a lot younger than Mark.
got to have fun. When you
what did
you
say?
Yeah?
What did you say, Yvonne? He's younger. Yeah, but you look younger. I'll tell you. You look so Yvonne and her twin. She has a twin, and you should see them because right. You know they were models their whole life. And it's just like as I get older, she keeps getting younger, and I'm like, this is just sucking big time. I'm like,
well, right now I'm 50 and I'm doing pretty good. I only got a few wrinkles, a few gray hairs. I'm only partially blind and partially deaf.
See, so you still got half. You're halfway there.
Halfway, man. If I'm halfway, that means I'm going to make it to 100. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm hoping for an extra 25 here. You know.
Right.
25 will be cool. I'll take 25. If I can make 50, that'd be even better. As long as I can take care of myself. I don't want to be like in some place shriveling up, and some lady's got to take me to the bathroom every day. I don't want that. I want to be able to take care of myself.
Right.
Although I'm sure. I'm sure at like 98, getting a sponge bath from a 64-year-old lady, you know, a young lady, won't be so bad.
Oh, no. Now I'm just getting bad visuals. Okay, keep going.
We're good at visuals. We're good at visuals. So right now I am sweating my you-know-what's off. So I got to do something real fast. I got to go turn on – I'm down in the Sunshine State, folks. I'm going to turn on the air conditioner. And I'm going to play a song while I do that.
It was like 14 degrees when I was driving into work this morning. That is so unfair.
I'm
in a T-shirt and shorts.
We're getting snow. I'm like –
Oh, you're getting
snow?
We're not getting snow yet. But
yeah.
There was definitely a frost this morning.
Snow in San Antonio.
Snow.
Yeah, in San Antonio, it's snowing too.
I love snow when I watch it on Facebook. It's great.
Shut up.
But give me a second.
Me too.
Hey, everybody. It's Misha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind set on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
Saturday nights, 9:30 Central Time, right out of Texas, praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, you know, Sometimes you just need some inspiration. That's a pretty inspiring tune. I love that song. Tamisha Pruitt, Saturday nights on live feed. Search her out. Doing good stuff. She came on my Christmas special last year with Pastor Sylvester Bland, and we were praising the Lord. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And you know what? Maybe this country needs a little bit more of that. I don't know.
I know.
I found out that our country today, we are an ungrateful country. Folks can't look around them and go, God, you know, I got a TV and a computer and I got a coffee maker and an electric can opener. I got good stuff.
Mm.
They look at the stuff they don't have. And they're ungrateful.
Have an attitude.
It's sad. You know, people should be grateful for what they have. I wake up every day, hallelujah, I got a second chance. I died twice. I got a third chance. Here I am. I was dead. Mm. I died on the table at heart surgery. They brought me back. I was 30. I'm 20 years past that. I made it. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Then my appendix exploded. While I was on the operating table. It was a mess. Oh. Here I am. When I get sick, I get real sick. I don't play. But I'm like a
all
cat.
All in.
I'm like
and
a cat.
Miracle.
I'm like a cat. I got six lives left. Maybe I got more like three lives left. There was a couple of questionable incidents in the 80s and the 90s. I don't know.
God.
The last free generation. Those of us who grew up in the 80s were the last free generation. We had no cell phones. We had no cameras on every corner. We didn't have anything. If you wanted to go to Bobby's house, talk to Bobby, you had to go knock on his door or go home and call him. Or go find a phone booth like Superman and make a call. Now,
right.
The world is at our fingertips. It's scary. You know, I tell kids, we didn't have beepers when I was a kid. A beeper was for a doctor. You know, pager? What the heck is that? Frank Cannon, he was a guy who rode around in a car and drove a wheelchair around back in the 70s on a TV show. He had a car phone. You know, that was amazing. We all thought that was a gigantic box with a phone in it. Hey, I'm Frank Cannon. What are you doing? You know? We're the last free generation that seen actual freedom.
Yeah.
We had beat cops walking the street and they knew your name and were friendly. You weren't afraid to walk down the street. You weren't going to get killed by a militarized police force. We could walk down the street and we wouldn't have to worry about some crazy son of a bitch pulling out a gun and killing us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I don't know what's going on. They put these kids on these psychotropic drugs and they sit them in front of these video games. The next thing you know, they're coming out of the basement with a freaking AR-15 ready to go.
Yeah.
Some kind of MK Ultra. Yeah. MK Ultra,
well,
mind control.
With HGTV, I've heard that CIA agents won't even walk into a room with HGTV in it because it's some kind of mind control.
Mm.
And that's
right.
Why everybody had to get dick boxes.
Right.
Wow.
Is that the station that has the Tiny Houses show on it? If so, I'm guilty. I watch.
Wait, HD. No, I guess. Sorry, HDTV.
Oh, okay. High definition. I was thinking about the guy building tree houses.
Mark is going to be like, if he ever walks into like Home Depot and they have the show going on, he's going to be like hiding in space and trying to get out of there. Thinking, no,
oh God,
it's tiny house.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Home and Gardens here. Run.
Oh, Mark, I'm glad this show is on Friday and people are doing other things right now.
Well, we had a good audience for a little while. Let's trim down a little. And half the audience is you guys. Half the audience is you guys, so we're doing good.
I know.
I don't know. Renee was watching me dance on the song, I'm sure. I was over there grooving
and
moving.
I was. The snapping of your fingers. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
You know.
Mark, the Sunshine State, is that California or Florida?
Florida. Down here in the Sunshine State. isn't California the earthquake state?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the five shake and bake.
Shake and bake, that's right.
Crazy over there. I know that half of California is in the Emerald Triangle up there in Northern California. That's probably burning. That might be half the problem. Cheech and Chong went out to the, into the Emerald field there to burn up some of that green stuff they smoke and set the whole place on fire. Cheech and Chong did this. It's their fault. Why are they blaming Trump?
Yeah. Yvonne, is it coming down on the other side by you yet, on by Palm Springs, or is that still clear?
Nope, the wind direction, thank God, is going west, so it's, the skies are still blue here.
So, of course, they're always.
It's some weird. It's not, where are those winds coming from? They're not coming from here.
Yeah, yeah. No, in Palm Springs, Mark, you have to understand, the skies are always blue. The only thing that we had is just the chemtrails that were going across them. But otherwise, you have great blue skies in Palm Springs.
Right. You know, I noticed here in Florida, the chemtrailing is really, really tailed off. It's almost, in my area, it's not non-existent now. Where before,
they're all over the desert.
The last administration was dead.
I was there 2 weeks ago in Florida, Mark, and you're right. There was hardly any chemtrails. I thought, wow, how nice to see these big, billowy, real clouds. And then I came back to California, and they're just, like, spraying us like cockroaches. Horrible. And I think
Mario Del Largo is down here. They don't want a chemtrail when he's down here golfing, you know. So they want to keep the chemtrails in Georgia.
He agrees with it because he went to a chemtrail factory or whatever it is, and you know. And then I noticed they cut off for a while, and then. But down here, I think during the season they don't spray much in the summer when nobody's here. But during the high season is when they tend to spray a lot.
Yep.
You know what I noticed, too? If you follow the fiscal calendar, every quarter, towards the end of the quarters, they're running out of money to buy the stuff, so there's less chemtrails at the end of a quarter. Watch, I'm telling you. I've been watching that for a while.
And if they raise the CIA, and if they cut off the CIA fund, they're going to audit.
You'll see that at the beginning of the next quarter, the funding's back, and all of a sudden, the first 2 weeks, there's chemtrails everywhere. And then it starts
during the government shutdown, then it should be free and clear for a while?
Right.
Oh, man, I hope so.
Right.
And guess what? They're auditing over at the Pentagon for the first time in history, and this is a Pentagon program. Maybe someone will go, hey, what do we need all this aluminum stuff for and all this strontium and barium stuff over here? What do we need all that for? What are we doing with that? We're killing people. What are you thinking? We're making a gigantic TV screen in the sky.
for Jesus to beam down on, isn't that what you just said earlier? Something like that?
What Project Blue Beam is, it's really funny. Look it up. It's like a sci-fi movie. It's something crazy. What they say is that over the Middle East, Muhammad's going to come down, and over Christian countries, Jesus is going to come down. It's going to be this holy thing, and oh my God, everybody's going to go crazy and think the end is here, and you know.
Yeah. No, I'll put those minutes back to myself in my life.
It's crazy stuff, and they'll have mass hysteria. Jesus, oh my God, you know. And who knows, but it's pretty kind of funny. Project Blue Beam, folks, for a laugh. If you got a tinfoil hat, you might believe it.
Wow. Wow.
Me and my tinfoil hat. I'm going to open up a tinfoil hat factory.
Yeah. I've got the directed energy one. The things that are starting the fires with those directed energy weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the neighborhoods, one house is demolished, the next house is totally fine, the next house is demolished. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
Direct energy weapons. It's possible in this day and age, and I'm telling you, Geoengineering Watch, Dane Wigginton's on it, man. Watch him. He knows his stuff.
Right.
That guy is really on it. He come on this show a couple times now talking about the geoengineering, and he says call it geoengineering and search it as geoengineering because then you get the scientific stuff. If you search it and you put in chemtrails, all of a sudden – oh, gee, welcome to InfoWars, you know. We're talking about chemtrails. You know?
Let me beat my chest and play with myself in the corner.
And right after we talk about chemtrails, me and Jesse Ventura are going to go look at FEMA coffins.
That's what he's like. It's like, really? It's like, just talk to us. I don't need to hear about all, like, your vitamin packs. If you have something to say, say it. But keep, instead of saying, oh, we're going to tell you next time. It's like, really?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, that's called a cliffhanger in the entertainment business.
I'm done hanging. I don't hang anymore. It takes a lot for me to have to hang.
I like hanging, but I like hanging with my friends and having fun.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
Oh. So now, there's all kinds of stuff breaking out in the news. You see this lady, the Roy Moore accuser. Beverly Nelson.
Oh.
I had a stepson on the show a few weeks back, and
boy,
he's straight up. She's lying. He's like, lady's lying. I told him to come on tonight. I'm hoping. I told him I'm here. Call me. I get at 9:10, and we'll bring you on the show and talk about it. Give the world the big old "I told you so." You didn't want to listen then. Well, now what? She parades out with Gloria Allred today. What a joke! Gloria Allred is a joke. She's in New York.
Yeah,
she can't even practice law. She's breaking the law, practicing law in New York.
Yep. I think there should be a limit. Years. If somebody gets sexually whatever, you should have to file a report and then do it within a certain amount of time, not be able to come, you know, back after 20 years. I mean, that's crazy.
I know.
Well, you know, 40-year-old allegations are impossible to prove. There has to be a statute of limitations. Now, there is a statute of limitations on all of this. The only one there is not a statute of limitations is aggravated rape. So if someone knocks you down and forcibly rapes you, statute of limitations never runs out. And that should be. It should be like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a horrible, horrible crime for somebody to do that to somebody. And I can't even believe someone could actually do that. To me, it's sickening. I mean, you knock somebody down and do that, you know, hurt them. And then half the time they get killed. It's disgusting. But, you know, the part of the problem is not everybody's waking up with their mind on Jesus every day, you know, or at least the golden rule, you know, treat people how you want to be treated. So when that guy gets to jail for doing that, apparently that's how he wants to be treated. So whatever he gets in there, that's what he gets. Hey, here comes Bubba. Have a nice day. How did that guy become Bubba? Where did that come from? They always talk about Bubba. It's the big guy.
I haven't heard that.
I just keep thinking buff. I'm like, buff.
The buff. He's coming with his softball team, and he's going to get you.
Yep. He and his pinky, they're going to get you right away.
That video was kind of odd, you know. But how did possible sortie prints come out of that. Anyway, you know what? I got a problem here. My live feed phone is getting ready to kick the bucket. It's going to die on me.
All right, so we'll talk to you on Thursday.
I got 5% on the live feed, so folks on the live feed, I'm still good on the radio part. The live feed's going to kick out. So what I'm going to do, folks, is tell you right now, tune in Monday, tune in Thursdays, tune in Tuesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we start at 7:00. And on Mondays, we start at 8:00. Join us. We're going to be trying to kick off some shows. We get a show on Friday, a show on Tuesdays, Wednesdays. We want to have shows every day of the week. We got a couple of guys that do shows for us. One guy had a lot of issues. He's back. He had a car accident. His mom's sick. He's trying to get it together. His name is Gonzalo Duran, Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. He's got vet talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. He's going to start back up here soon. I'm hoping to get our friend Patrick Miller and Constitutional Millennials. He's a high school student who loves the Constitution, loves America, and he's speaking out. He's a Constitutional Millennial. That was our Saturday night show, hoping to get him back up and running. Good stuff there. Oh, my friend.
You better save a night out to take your wife out to dinner.
Yeah, you know. We do that all the time anyway.
Yes.
We do it. Well, anyway, the live feed, folks, I've got to kick off. It's going to die, and I want to be able to save the video. We're going to wrap up here anyway. I got to get ready and put my son in bed and do a bunch of stuff. Thanks, folks, for tuning in on the live feed, and I'll see you Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Boom.
Thanks,
see you later,
Mark.
Live.
Bye,
thank you. Good night.
Bye, Yvonne.
Hi. You guys have a good weekend. Thanks, Mark.
You too. Feel better.
If you guys,
thank
before you.
You
leave, before you leave, before you guys head out, on the, because I'm still on the radio station. I'm not on the live feed on Facebook, but I'm on the radio station. If you guys have any donation information, any support groups or anything like that, go ahead and advertise it real fast and before we wrap it up. Start with Yvonne.
No, I don't have any of those kind of donation things. I do not. I just have the page, the Las Vegas Witnesses on Facebook.
Yep.
And make sure you get vetted if you go there and get on the page. You got some good information there. And Danielle, you have any information you want to give out? Or somewhere it might be a donation or a page people can go to get information, find out other details that they might be missing for the Vegas situation, October 1st?
No, Yvonne's group's a really good group. I'm in another group, but they're a little, you have to be careful in that one. But it's a Las Vegas, Las Vegas Shooting Talk Uncensored, Seeking the Truth. There is a lot of good information in there. There's a lot of good theories. There's a lot of good videos. But, you know, like I said, you kind of have to tread it a little lightly. And then, again, Yvonne's group is really good, too. I just recently joined that one.
Oh, good.
We're glad to have you. Yes, thank you. And thanks, Renee, for guiding me to that one as well. Thank you. I appreciate everything that Yvonne's trying to do. And Mark, I appreciate you, too, as well.
And Eric, he couldn't be here tonight, but he's fantastic. I knew he was going to be on last night, but he just cracks me up because the way he does his attorney type stuff, it just cracks me up. And but it makes so much sense. It's like just absolute common sense, and it's just so yeah.
What's good about Eric is he asks questions in a certain way, like a lawyer would ask a question, not the way a radio guy would ask a question. That's really good. Because he's not afraid to ask a tough question. Sometimes you get a little leery. Do I want to ask that tough question? Eric's like, he don't care. Come right out and ask it. God bless you.
That's
Eric, I hope you watch them. You're listening. But
All
right, so I'm going to be working on getting some of these other folks. I want to try to get Paige on the show, and I want to try to get Masara on the show because they got important stories. They were in the crowd. You know, it's they're watching people down all around them. I want to know what they're saying. I can almost feel that they're going to say multiple shooters. I don't know if it was Masara or if it was Paige, but they got out and they ran away and they went over towards the Tropicana and they wound up in some stairwell that could only be accessed by the head of security. And
I
want to find out.
I believe.
Yeah.
I want to find out a little bit more about that. I want to find out how they wound up in that stairwell and what they were seeing as because I believe there was a body discovered at the Tropicana, but the guy was found to be shot at the concert and made his way to the Trop and died near an elevator bank or something on the first floor. I saw
on Gio Rios's
video. He talked about that. He's like, we were running, we cutting through, and the guy was there. He was already shot, laying there against the wall. So they did find a body at the Tropicana, but they believe he was shot at the concert, not there at the Tropicana, but who knows? Nobody knows. And that obviously went into the wind.
I think Laura Loomer might have hit on that a little bit too, but I don't know whatever happened with it after she reported it, and I'm not sure where
kind of faded
exactly
off
it went.
And
even they did the same thing.
People asking about that too.
Yep.
It seems a little bit that the heavy hitters that really want the truth of being blocked like Tucker Carlson. Why wouldn't he be allowed to stand right in front of Mandalay Bay and do a report?
That's right.
Why couldn't he be right there in the concert and do a report? Why they chase him away? They're not allowing anybody
them.
To do
We send them emails all the time. I mean, it's just like, and our friends that are there, and Yvonne knows a couple of them because they're from Palm Springs, and I don't know if she knows that she knows them, but she does. And so, but it is, I mean, I do. I talk to one of them almost every day. And it's literally like, you know, we're waiting for the go-ahead. And I know that Tucker, on those sheets of paper, had the stuff that we talked. I know that he did because I just know it. And
that's why I was so disgusted when that interview went down. I was like, this is ridiculous. It was like watching paint dry. It was nothing that needed to be. Nothing came of it. There's not one thing. Where's Jesus Campos? Yeah. Where are these guys? Where are the guys that are actually named even from the MGM? Start at least naming other people around it. Nothing. All we get to hear about is Paddock and his guns in the room. Are you serious? I'm like, I was so mad.
Yeah.
And why are they still blocking the 32nd floor with a guard?
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. I want to thank you all for coming on the show, man. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a
good weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, you too. You guys have a good one.
Okay.
You too.
Good
night. Bye-bye. God bless.
You
God
too.
Bless. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm really sleepy here, so I'm going to do this quick.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave
good night and God bless America. Talk to you guys Monday.